Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 26th April 2022. Top stories for today. The demand for domestic travel to Malaysia has reached 83% of what it was in 2019. A Google report showed the travel industry in Southeast Asia has been booming since the fourth quarter of last year. Meanwhile, searches via Google showed the demand for outbound travel from Malaysia was at 90% of pre-pandemic levels in March, while domestic travel reached 100% of what it used to be. The magistrate's court today fined Canadian Travis Liederberg 800 ringgit after he pleaded guilty to refusing to wear a face mask and making a lewd gesture towards the staff of Village Grocer who reprimanded him in MCT Mall at Jalan Ampang. Malaysia reported a total of 2,478 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Nur Hisham Abdullah said 8 COVID-19 deaths were also registered, with a total of 9,215 recoveries recorded. 3 more new clusters were reported yesterday as well. On the international front, Myanmar military court has postponed to April 27 its decision in the first of 11 corruption cases against Aung San Suu Kyi, whose elected government was removed in a February 2021 coup. A spokesman for the junta government said there was no verdict today in the corruption trial in which Suu Kyi is accused of accepting a bribe of $600,000 in cash and gold bars from the former Chief Minister of Yangon, Zhou Min-tun. Meanwhile, Twitter has accepted an offer from Elon Musk to buy the popular social media platform for $44 billion in cash. The 16-year-old Twitter would become a private entity on completion of the deal. The deal is expected to close in 2022, subject to the approval of Twitter stockholders, the receipt of applicable regulatory approvals, and the satisfaction of other customary closing conditions. And Beijing started mass testing most of its 22 million people for COVID-19 today, as authorities in the capital raced to curb the outbreak and avoid the similar citywide lockdown as Shanghai for a month. Beijing residents also began stocking up on food and supplies on worries of any sudden restricted lockdowns as frustrations with tough curbs continues to mount in Shanghai. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.